This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
When you sit down for some lunch or dinner, did you know that the order you eat things might have an impact on your health? Well, recent research has found that it's not just the type of foods we eat that can influence our health and metabolism, but the order in which we eat them. And here to help us with all of this is Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Does it matter which foods you eat first in a meal?
It sort of does, depending on whether you've got diabetes. So we know it may help for people that have got type 2 diabetes. For other people, the research is still a little bit uncertain.
Right, okay. So what does the research say?
Okay, so what researchers started doing is looking at the timing. So, for example, start off eating the protein parts of your meal first, or the vegetables or the grains. Sorry, not the grains, the beans and lentils, compared to eating the carbohydrate foods. Did it make a difference to how quickly you felt full? And what they found was that when they got people to eat either the protein or the vegetables first, people seemed to feel fuller sooner than if they started with the carbohydrate components of their meal. So that is the bread, the rice, or the pasta.
Ah, that's really interesting. So you know that dish that we make here on Joy Drive, where we put all those veggies in whatever we can get and blend it together with, you know, cooking garlic and onion, etc. If we eat a little bowl of that first, it's probably beneficial for us before we get stuck into the rice or pasta.
Absolutely. We're going to get that meal into every show, aren't we?
That's our mission.
That's our mission. That's right. We've got to call it something. Warren's Vegetables or something.
Evangeline. But should we be keeping the carbs to the end of the meal? Like, is that a good rule to stick by?
If you've got type 2 diabetes, it may well be. Because what they found there was that people's blood sugar levels didn't rise as quickly.
Right.
And that's important because for those people who've got type 2 diabetes, they know that they might measure their blood glucose levels, you know, after every meal or once or twice a day. But they also know they get a test done every 3 months called glycosylated hemoglobin. And that measures the overall levels of blood glucose level they have. And we know once you get above a certain level in your blood, that's when it starts being dangerous for the body. And so we're trying to keep those blood glucose levels. So this may help that, which is really, really good for people with type 2 diabetes. And someone might say, well, why not just not eat those carbohydrate foods if they're so much of a problem? Which is a really good question. But we get so many essential nutrients from those carbohydrate foods, as well as fiber for other parts of our health, that you don't ever want to avoid eating those carbohydrate foods. And it seems to do this by making you feel fuller. And what it does is it increases the level of a hormone called GLP-1. Now, some of your listeners might remember this because this is the hormone that those weight loss drugs mimic. Do you remember Ozempic and Wegovy, the ones
yes,
that all the celebrities
right. we spoke
were
about
taking?
Those.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what eating your protein and your vegetables first seems to do. Elevates that satiety hormone. Now the question is, not many studies have shown it linked to weight loss, that it makes a difference to your weight. But weight's not the only consideration when it comes to your health. Those levels of blood glucose are equally as important. So really good potentially for people with type 2 diabetes, may be useful for other people. But then the question is it practical?
Because so we all love, I mean, I cook pasta and then I drain it and I eat half of it before I even serve it. So I'm doing the opposite, Evangeline.
Yeah, doing the opposite. That's right. But even if you don't do that, so for example, you know, people might start off a meal with bread. Perhaps leave the bread to halfway through the meal because they always bring the bread out first to cafes and restaurants, don't they?
And you can't
stop it. So it might be best to leave that. But then there's other meals that you for example, a curry with rice, you can eat the rice with the curry. You know, pizza and pasta, you eat the carbohydrate food with the sauce or the topping. So sometimes it's a little bit difficult to do that. So at the end of the day, while this may have a good effect, for controlling those blood glucose levels, what you eat is still more important. So I don't want people walking away from this going, okay, so I'll eat my Euros, but then I'll have the bucket of potato chips afterwards. Right?
You know we're all thinking that, don't you, Evangeline?
I know. I'm human too. Dietitians are human.
If we've got a plate full of food, let's say, you know, we've got two plates in front of us and they've got exactly the same food on there. There's some vegetables, there's some protein in terms of meat and some rice as well. And we sit down and we're doing, you know, a pretend experiment. If we, and let's assume we don't have diabetes, if we eat the meal with the rice first and then the rest of it, and then when the next time we eat it the other way around and we eat the protein and the vegetables first and then we eat the carbohydrate last, does that mean when we eat the carbohydrate last, we're less likely to snack in the evening because we feel a bit fuller from this hormone that has been released?
Yeah. So that is the theory. We'll feel fuller. We may not even eat all the rice.
Oh.
We may not ask for seconds.
Ooh.
And we may even skip dessert. Oh. Doesn't sound so good now, does it? Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what they're postulating. And so, you know, people might and that's if you had exactly the same quantities on both plates. So people might go, okay, so if I eat the meat and the vegetables first, maybe I'll serve up a little bit less of the rice or the pasta or the, you know, the bread or whatever it is that goes with it. The other thing is that it makes you eat the vegetables first, which is really important because we've got to remember only about 5 to 10% of Australians eat all their vegetable serves. And, you know, getting your veggies in and getting all those different colours is really important for getting all those different nutrients in. So it's another good tactic to make sure you eat your veggies first and don't leave those behind on the plate.
So even if we don't, let's say we don't have diabetes, we don't necessarily benefit from eating the carbohydrate last, it's still a good habit to get into anyway.
It is, if it doesn't ruin your meal.
Mm, okay.
You know.
Or stop the ice cream.
That's the big thing. Because I think, personally, it's important to enjoy the food you eat. And if you, you know, your family has always had a piece of home-baked bread or something that's come out of the oven in preparation for the meal, then, you know, you go, well, how problematic is it? If you've got diabetes, maybe it is going to make a difference. But, you know, those family traditions and cultures and making sure you're actually eating high-quality food is probably going to be more important than the order if you don't have diabetes.
Evangeline, before we let you go, what about having something like, you know, snacking on an appetizer before a meal, whether it be at a restaurant or at home? Is there any benefit in doing that?
Yeah,
if
so
it's not rice?
One of the things is with appetizers, they always used to have little salads, you know, when you went to restaurants in the old days. Yeah, so that's a good idea. Having a salad with some extra virgin olive oil on it is great. Some people are suggesting having a handful of nuts 20 to 30 minutes before the meal is going to be good. We know that eating lots of nuts is really good for your health. They're high in fiber and they've got lots of antioxidants in them as well. So that's another good thing to do. And it would be really trying to limit the intake of those high, what we call glycemic foods that make your blood sugar level rise really quickly. So, you know, avoiding plain white bread, trying to make it as grainy as possible, you know, avoiding snacking on lollies and that sort of stuff before the meal, because that's not really going to make you feel full. So let's get that salad in, maybe some nuts, you know, and eat the vegetable and protein part of your meal first if it suits the occasion.
Evangeline, I'm going to do it this evening and I'll let you know if I've got the desire to have the ice cream or not afterwards.
That's right. You can pop it out on Twitter for everyone to see.
Evangeline, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Lovely. Thank you. See you later.
Thank you. That is Dr. Evangeline Mantzioras, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline is also an accredited practicing dietitian and a sports dietitian.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.